Marilyn Johnson claims that even in the age of Google and smartphones, certain human beings, namely librarians, can still get you better answers to your questions. In her new book called This Book is Overdue, How Librarians and Cybrarians Can Save Us All, she argues that the age of Google is also the age of information overload and the digital divide, so libraries are more important now than they've ever been. The librarians in Johnson's book are a far cry from the buttoned-up, bespectacled stereotype. Rather, they're on the forefront of technological change. They bravely face down the government, and they know their way around a dance floor. Most important, says Johnson, librarians not only provide patrons with accurate answers, but unlike search engine algorithms, they help people arrive at the right questions. For example,
it was a real patron who showed up at the desk saying, "I need some help finding information about Buddhism." A series of questions later, it turned out it was not about dancing with an emphasis on a certain part of the body. It was about the religion Buddhism.
The librarian didn't bat an eye when asked to look up Buddhism.
She would have happily looked up Buddhism if that had been the true quest.
A central thesis of your book is that librarians are frequently better than computers to get you the answer that you want. This kind of reminds me of the old emblem of the industrial age where the horse is trying and failing to outrun the locomotive. Explain to me how librarians manage to outrun the locomotive.
Librarians know a whole lot more than we do about how information is structured, and they know ways to get around the Google algorithm that throws up all this repetitive information, some of it bad, and they know how to assess it. They have access to fabulous databases, and they know about resources that are in a kind of gray area that we don't have access to on our computer. It's an illusion that everything is there, digitized at our fingertips. That's so not true.
How are libraries doing now? We do know that as localities cut their budgets, library hours are getting reduced. Are the numbers of patrons being reduced?
More and more people are not only using the library, they need the services of a librarian to help them weave their way through the bureaucracy, to help them figure out how to get food stamps, how to get help searching for jobs. More and more students are turning to the libraries as more and more school libraries are shutting their door and letting the librarians go. And yet, we're cutting them drastically. It is really a tragedy that the economic stimulus package doesn't put more money into libraries because, you know, librarians are really economical. They are not expensive resources, and they are helping put this country back to work.
We've talked on this program about the Patriot Act. The FBI claimed the right to come in and search patron records, and there was an anonymous case brought by Connecticut librarians. Can you tell me where it stands now? Are librarians still battling to protect the patrons' privacy?
Where it stands now is exactly where it stood when this case came up. The FBI still has the right under the Patriot Act and all of its revisions to request patrons' information from libraries, and the librarians are not permitted to reveal that they are being asked about this. The story of the Connecticut librarians trying to defend their patrons from what they viewed as a violation of their constitutional rights is the stuff of thrillers. They had to sue the Attorney General of the United States. They could not tell their spouses. They could not tell their children. They could not tell their library boards that, in fact, they were suing the Attorney General of the United States.
They lost.
They lost. The case was dropped, but they won in the sense that they were able to talk about it.
So while you sing the praises of librarians, you also detail some of the wacky behavior that some of them have. You encountered some sort of amazing dance done with library carts.
Groups of librarians from various libraries across the country, actually around the world, they get together and they perform a sort of music video with library book carts as the centerpiece. They have them whizzing back and forth. They spin them on one wheel. They dance on top of them.
Where did you see it?
The one that I saw was in Washington, D.C., in this huge hangar-like space at the annual convention of the American Library Association. Librarians had packed the place and were screaming and cheering.
Audience, are you ready?
It was more fun, I think, than I've ever had.
You also talk about librarians who have blogged about some of the really quirky behavior of patrons.
Quirky is a nice word for it. Public librarians deal with the public, and there's a lot of cleaning up.
That was a very strange chapter in your book, people leaving poop on library shelves.
Rogue turds, as one librarian termed them. It turns out to be a universal. They have this problem in New Zealand. They have this problem in Japan. People want to make something, you know, not books.
Marilyn, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Brooke.
Marilyn Johnson is the author of This Book is Overdue, How Librarians and Cybrarians Can Save Us All.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.